Welcome to the Purposely Venting Podcast. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back, or welcome to if it's your first time joining us. My name is Tonisha, and I'm your host. And on this podcast, we talk about a lot of relevant topics, things that are quite relatable. If you go through like the history, you'll see like there's a lot of things that are relatable on this podcast. So I'm hoping that this episode nonetheless will be relatable to you as you are journeying through this thing we called life. How's everyone doing? Happy Wednesday. I'm doing pretty good. Definitely I'm trying to be more consistent on posting and stuff like that. That could be a challenge in itself, but we are doing it. We are just making one step in front of the other, putting one foot in front of the other, and we are rocking it. I hope everyone's checked in with themselves. I hope you're doing extra well. I hope you're putting your needs first. You know what I mean? Like taking care of yourself. Do not doubt the power of a facial. Even if it's a slight one, like putting those little things under your eyes. I do that like every night and it's been life changing. Or, you know, doing some type of like skincare routine or body exfoliant. Like do something that you can feel nurtured today because it absolutely positively matters. How's the week started off for you? Have you written down your goals? Have you been drinking your water? Have you been exercising? Have you been doing that thing that you say you were going to do that only you know? I don't know, girl. I don't know, boy. I don't know what it is, but only you know. I hope that you're doing that, and I hope that you're feeling successful nonetheless this week. I'm in the front room. I changed my little setup and put in the front room, so if there's a bit of an echo behind me, I do apologize. And also, my voice is barely coming back. I'm getting over a cold, but I feel good. I feel really, really good. We will not tarry long. Let's go ahead and jump into the podcast because I feel like this is a short but sweet podcast that we are looking forward to. And this has everything to do with the concept of nurturing, being a nurturer, right? And like I preference all of my titles, I feel like a lot of my titles have a lot to do with just the what's happening in the gender aspect, the gender war aspect, but it has nothing to do with that per se. It could benefit you if you were to apply some of these things to it, I believe, but the topics are not directly directing us to gender specific roles when it comes to you looking for a mate, even though they can be helpful. So a lot of the times we hear this concept of being nurturing. If you are a woman on your feminine journey, we hear this concept of being nurturing. I'm going to be very honest with you. I hear it and I can think about what it means, but I didn't really understand the meaning of what nurturing was until I was able to see two women that I kind of admire. They're in the natural hair community, Fusion of Culture, and then this other girl, I forgot her name. But nonetheless, they're both Black women and I admire them both. They don't necessarily, they're not portraying anything when it comes to like the femininity journey or anything like that, but how they live their lives really spoke to me. And for the longest time, I'm very honest, like these qualities, like this nurturing quality has stuck out to me about many different women, women I've had the pleasure of meeting, women that I've observed, women that I've seen online, but I couldn't necessarily tell you what it was. I can tell you, I want that for my life. Like they just seem to be about their own world and they're just doing stuff, you know, and that's as far as that went for me. But it hit me while I was at work. I was watching two of these women and one of them they both have really long hair, number one. And then another one, like one of them, Fusion of Culture, she has all these plants and she's really like into her looking stuff. And I really was thinking, and it hit me right then and there, like these women, that's what they have. They have this nurturing component, right? And we'll get into what nurturing means right now. I looked up a definition. It was like the ability to be able to develop or help something to develop, to grow something, to take care of something, to care for something, especially plants or babies, stuff like that. And it dawned on me like what nurturing was. Well, actually, it dawned on me before then, but then the definition helped to solidify it. And nurturing literally means to take care of something, to nurture something, to actually take care of it. And when I say take care of it, it doesn't mean like maintenance wise. Like obviously we have to do maintenance, got to get our hair done, our nails done, you know, stuff like that. You're not really nurturing anything there. Oh, well, I guess one can argue that you're nurturing your look, but when I'm talking about taking care of something, I mean, like, think of a plant or an animal or a baby. Like, you can't just maintenance. Oh, feed, da-da-da. Like, it will be very routine if you were doing it, you know, maintenance-wise. But I'm talking about nurturing in a place of, like, helping something to develop and grow. Like, it's easy for someone to get a plant and water that plant every Sunday. It's nurturing for someone to get a plant, water that plant on a schedule every Sunday, wipe the leaves down, put the sticks inside of the plant and tie the plant up so that it can grow a certain way and it can be supported as it grows, putting the plant outside for a little bit, putting it close to a window, moving it around and making sure if you have young kids or animals that they're not getting a hold of it. That's you taking the time to nurture this thing, providing an atmosphere for this beautiful plant, beautiful animal, beautiful baby to be developing in the right way. You know what I mean? That is the component of being nurturing. And that is exactly the thing that I've been seeing from most women that I admire throughout the course of my life. That's what they've had, but I haven't been able to pinpoint or put my finger on what it was. And me realizing this just kind of took me to the next level. And like I said, it's nothing. Well, not like I said, I want to preface by saying there's nothing wrong with maintenance and upkeep. I'm not shaming anyone who does that. What I'm saying is that there's a difference from upkeep versus being nurturing. Nurturing is the component, is that aspect of you giving of yourself, being attentive to something and actually watching it to blossom. And this can even go to relationships, even though it's not on the sphere of relationships. It can even pertain to that. Most especially it should pertain to that, because even with girl relationships, you are nurturing a relationship and giving it the things that it needs on purpose, you know, so that it can continue to blossom in the way that we see fit. Being nurturing for me personally is one of the most beautiful things in the world, because not a lot of people have this nurturing aspect. I mean, we can argue that mothers have it, but some mothers don't even have it. Some mothers don't even have it. A lot of mothers don't even have it because they were never taught, or quote unquote, that's the excuse. They've never been taught how to be nurturing. Not even that it's an excuse. Let me stop that. That is the reason, you know. A lot of women have never been taught how to be nurturing. And I believe that a nurturing, it's like more of an epigenetic type of thing, meaning that it's created from environmental factors, if you will. So like your mother teaching you, oh, this is so precious, we got to take care of it. Okay, what do? We got to take care of it. Oh, be careful. We got to take care of it. And that's how someone learns how to be nurturing, because they see, oh, okay, I got to take care of it. Mom told me I got to take care of it. That's how one learns how to be nurturing. You know what I mean? And a lot of us don't get that type of time because our mothers have to go to work, single moms, so on and so forth. So they ain't got time to be nurturing because they're trying to provide and be mom and be superhero and stuff like that. So, you know, and some of us come from abusive homes where, you know, that wasn't even a thing. You know what I mean? But being nurturing is a very important thing. And I feel like it will improve the quality of someone's life if they did tap into it, because not only will it help you to find that place in your heart where you can like tap into love so that you can give love, it will help you to slow down on things and live a more slower lifestyle. And that, I feel like that improves the state of anybody's life if they're able to slow things down and live a more intentional life. Because a lot of us, a lot of the times we're moving so quickly, like I said, and we're all kind of living in that maintenance sort of thing. So none of us are able to like nurture. I want to talk about that. But then as I was even thinking deeper about like being nurturing, I thought about like my stuff in my home. So I used to like practice being minimalist for the longest, right? It kind of got beyond me though. I don't remember when I stopped, but I was like doing this and I was very intentional about it, because being a minimalist, you're very intentional about it. And it goes beyond just frugal living. And it's not so much like, I feel like people online make minimalism look like it's just about looking poor and surviving on the bare minimum, when that's so far from what this lifestyle is all about. At least to me, the lifestyle to me is about loving the things that you have, nurturing the things that you have, buying more quality things and using them for a longer period of time. And also your mental health, like not allowing so much stuff to come into your space to where it crowds your mind, but leaving your space open and free so that you can have a better mental state of being. And I feel like me learning about this nurturing aspect is kind of like bringing me back to what it means to be a minimalist. And I feel like for me personally, one of the things that I've been gifted with is just not being able to function in such a cluttered space. And I say that this is a gift because some people can be in a home full of decor and stuff like that and just having things on top of things. Not me. Like, I feel like I'm at my best when I'm living a minimal lifestyle, not having many things in my place, and just being able to like think from a good place because I'm not surrounded by all of this clutter that I bought, things that I bought on sale and stuff like that. But me learning about being nurturing is having me go back to that minimal mindset. And then it's also having me to appreciate the things that I do have, because I do believe that's one of the other factors when it comes to being nurturing or just diving into being more nurturing, is that you start to appreciate what you have as opposed to wanting more things so that you can be appreciative. Like, you like, no, I've been blessed with so many things. And when I really think about it, there's rarely anything that I need. You know what I mean? I need air. I need water. I need food. I need shelter. All the other things are blessings. They're wants. And I can admit that. So the things that I do have in my space, it has me wanting to like focus on being nurturing towards those things and just keeping those things better upkeep. So for me right now, one of the things that I'm working on in my space with just being more nurturing is just getting rid of stuff that I know I don't want. It's just kind of visual clutter for me, and then cleaning the things that I do want, like my car for once. Like I said, this whole nurturing thing, it doesn't just stop at babies and plants. It can go to everything. So like the car that I've been given while I'm here on my journey, like that God has helped me to get, it has not been very clean. Like I don't keep it very clean. My excuse is like, oh, I'm out of my car all the time, so it's whatever. Like, I don't really care. But how much more would I appreciate having a clean car if I would take the time to nurture it and making sure that I take care of it and treat it as if it's not mine, is that, you know, like God has given it to me and God has like provided it for me, which God has, you know. So taking care of the things that God has given me as if, you know, God can take them right back, because God can certainly take them right back. And, you know, this cannot be something that you're into. This is not be something that you're relatable to, because some people just really love decor and they love spending on things and it makes them happy, which I don't knock those people for that. This can also apply to money. You know what I mean? Like, how are you spending your money? Like, why are you spending your money every 3 seconds on Amazon? Like, why do you feel the need to go buy stuff? You know, like it can be any and everything. But the point is that a lot of us can benefit from being more nurturing and tapping more into our nurturing aspect, of where we're taking care of ourselves and the things that we've been given, the people that have been placed in our lives. Like, a lot of us can benefit from that. Instead of being more of a maintenance mindset, we can all benefit from being more nurturing and being intentional about the things that are surrounding us. And if those things that surround us aren't necessarily something that is beneficial or important to you, to the fact where, you know, it's not, you know, giving you a better quality of life, or it's not doing anything but tearing you down, then you can benefit from being nurturing and removing those things so that you can follow through. Are you? No, I wouldn't say that's nurturing by removing. Yeah, I guess that would be nurturing, because it is nurturing by you're getting rid of the toxicity so that you can focus on the things that matter. So it's like cutting away the weeds, you know, it's maintaining your garden. And that's a really good one too. Like, when we are taking care of something, it's good for us to look at it like it's a garden, our own personal garden. But yeah, I think I said what needed to be said. I think I said what needed to be said. But I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really hope that something I said throughout the course of this podcast stuck out to you. And I hope that we can chat in the next one. I do hope that you can start to practice this whole aspect of being more nurturing and just deciphering what that means for you and your journey and your walk and where you're at right now. Because I can say that I'm nurturing. I can tell you the things that I'm working on as far as like my nurturing comes to play, but it probably is not the same as it is for you. So whatever that is for you, whatever you need to tap into, do what makes you feel good. So long as you're not hurting anyone else. But yes, I will go ahead and end the podcast here. You all have a great rest of the week, and we will talk next Wednesday.